Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, Monday. Hello. Welcome to Monday. Woo! Such a great day. Inspiring day. What will this week bring? Will it be an amazing week? It'll be an amazing week. I don't want to guess any other thing. It's going to be the best week ever. Right, Vin?
I've been working on my list, if I could.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
May?
Are these things about
when we move to Cloverdale, I want to get a skate park and a wave pool and a tree house and a real house and a small mountain so me and Johnny can snowboard.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And a club. Nice. If you could get me a club so Bryn and Vaughn could spin and we could party and
I was like,
I'll DJ
a
all
golf
day.
Club?
Oh, no. And a golf course. I also want a golf course.
Oh, okay. All right.
And monster truck jumps. Can we have those too?
Sure.
I'd love that. And then.
Oh, my God. John is definitely going to need a bobcat for this. I mean.
A place where they play movies. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say exactly what that is called, but you know.
Because you say theater?
I don't know. I don't know what to say. So a place where they play movies?
Maybe we can have a drive-in movie theater. I mean, we're going to have so much land up there that...
A drive-in would be great. That'd be perfect.
Sure.
Can we have all that?
Sure. Oh, my God. Keep adding.
You're the best mom ever.
Yeah. Yep.
I haven't filled up all the space yet, because if I haven't, I do have more stuff I want to get.
Sure. What else? I mean, what about bocce and tennis? What about a full court basketball? We should have a football field. Why wouldn't we? There's a bit like, you know, a small stadium, like he's our size.
Like,
yeah, and a venue. I didn't even think of this. And a venue for rock shows.
Right,
can we
a
have
shed,
a, venue
a big
too?
Outdoor shed on the hill. Right, yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Baseball
Cloverdale.
Diamonds.
Here we come.
All right.
Oh, boy, Cloverdale. Watch out. Sarah and Vinny are coming. That's about 4 hours from you, is my guess. So you'll have to stay over, which means I got to have guest houses, Vin.
Well, if you weren't listening to my list, a skate park and a wave pool and a tree house and a real house and a small mountain.
Oh, these are
I
all
could
things
start over.
You want.
Well,
the
yeah.
real house isn't for me to live in.
No, these are my needs. I'm so sorry, then. I assume everybody's got their
saying...
own list. I wanted to get in there with my list right away.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. A skate park and a wave pool.
I actually wrote all those down. Yeah,
oh, okay, good.
Right.
All right. I can fax this to you if you want.
Fax it right over, Ben.
Yeah, I will do that.
I would love to get a fax from you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
God, that sounds great. We're going to have a ball there.
Now, is
all that stuff just for you, or are we allowed to use it too? What's the commute
well,
to Cloverdale
for Ben? I think it would be
Ben?
Wrong for me to not share. I'm okay with sharing.
I don't want you driving my
monster truck because, you know, if you...
We'll have a monster truck rally.
If you've ever seen them jump, sometimes they end up on their back like a turtle. And it's as much as fun as that looks. I don't want to come, you know, up for monster truck jumps and find out you've turtled my truck.
Right.
Yeah. We'll skate park instead.
Bryn has gotten us some driving directions from Scotts Valley to
Cloverdale. At this time of day, it's only 2.5 hours.
Oh,
because there's no traffic.
Yeah,
cake.
Yeah,
that's nothing.
No problem.
It looks like heading up the East Bay is the quickest way. Well, look at that.
Oh, that's wow.
Yeah, 880 over there.
That is always a trick. Just
really
for the record.
Is.
Whenever Maps does that to you, do not believe it. That East Bay, that whatever that is, 880, that is always a mess. 580, 880. Every time I think I'm going to make a quicker run that way, I find myself in bigger trouble.
Well, in this particular one, looks like you're taking the San Mateo Bridge
over. No, I
over...
just accidentally
oh, you
changed
I
it
see.
Over.
I
dragged the whole
thing.
Wow,
we are
thank
really,
you,
yeah, you're you screwing
that.
Up our route there.
Yeah, you can
there.
See that. Yeah, you can yeah. see that. It's yeah. cool.
Well, that'll be fun. So you're getting some land up there then, I guess.
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to see it. Can't
how
wait.
Many acres do we have?
How many acres are you going to, where are you going to pack that all into?
I believe we're purchasing 5. I believe we put a bid on it already.
No, we didn't.
We're waiting?
We're not.
We're playing hardball?
We just went and looked. We wanted to go for a drive.
I believe hardball's the right move.
I'm
with you.
Yeah.
The money we save on the land, we can spend on the mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's already a mountain there. So.
Oh, my God. Then I have to come up with more stuff.
The technique is always, no matter how much you like it, you always got to go in with a, I don't know.
Right.
You know, even if you love the place. That's the technique.
Right.
I've learned that.
I didn't know about that technique. We just tromped around.
Yeah, right.
We looked. Did I admit on the actual happy hour that I didn't go to Cloverdale, or was that after the thing?
Wait, what?
Did you? I didn't remember that.
No,
I can't
remember. Was
no,
it
you
after?
Didn't.
Oh,
you didn't.
When did you admit to this lie that you're talking about right now?
Yeah. No, we went and looked at it. It was in a different town. I just said Cloverdale.
I knew you gave us a dummy town. It came way too fast out of your mouth.
It just seemed unlikely.
If it were the real town, it would have been a lot harder to get out of you. You threw us a dummy town.
I did.
Cloverdale, you've been used.
Yeah,
hello.
I used you. But I actually do like Cloverdale.
Sure you do.
I do. I've been there a couple
some
times.
Yeah, people hit me up about that on Facebook. And
oh, really? What are they saying?
Talking about how great it is up there.
It is.
Pictures of the beautiful lake. The,
Cloverdale. We are so sorry. That is terrible.
Yeah.
She gave it to you.
Just used and abused.
I used and abused you.
Yeah.
All right, where are we moving? Because I still have the same
demands. We're not
demands.
Moving anywhere. I did go and look at a piece of property, and it was not. It was not what we were looking for.
It doesn't meet my needs. Needs.
Oh yes, I'm sorry. It did not meet your needs, Vinny.
Not enough space for Vinny.
Definitely not enough space. 5 acres is that's a large plot of land, but you're asking for a lot.
What do you want me to take off the list? Actually, that's another negotiation tactic. If you want to know, people, you ask for everything and then you pull one off and you feel like, all right, well, then I've given you something. How about if I give you the monster truck jumps? We don't need those. I don't even have a monster truck.
Oh, well, listen, according to your brother's Instagram, that's a guy who has to have a monster truck out back, right?
He does have a monster truck, yes.
Yeah, your brother Keith... Or Jan, as he's often referred to on this show. He's never going to find a woman. I don't know. Apparently, he's not even looking.
He doesn't
because that
care.
Guy set up a... I don't even know what that is. Is that a driving game? Like, remember those driving games when you go into an arcade and you sit down and there was like a full like driver's seat and a steering wheel? Did you happen to see this, Bryn?
I have not, no.
You got to look up Keith on... is it Keith Hassan? I don't know what it is.
He has.
He has
I don't know what that game
mind.
Is called, but he's. It's actually supposed to be 3 screens. It's 2 at the moment, but
yeah,
it's
well,
gonna
don't
be
worry, he'll get
full
there.
Surround screen.
Yeah, yeah.
The seat is like a. I don't know what to say. I actually was saying to him when he visited recently. Hey, you want to play with my Xbox? I'm getting pretty good, and he goes. Well, I play Xbox, but I also have. And then he said, whatever the hell that thing is. And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, I spent. You can't believe what that cost. I won't tell you on
no,
the air because
I
it'll set him
believe
up
it.
For. It's you cannot believe what it cost.
He's a single guy who makes good money and doesn't have a wife or kids or really anybody to be beholden. I mean, even his mom has to go, hey, can I try that? I mean, that's, he is living his best life.
He is doing what he wants. There's no question.
I have to give Keith up. He's never going to, am not having that in my living room. I'll tell you that right now.
No, Keith is someone who, he's a really nice guy and he's got a big heart and he'll do anything for the people around him. But the first time a girl says, I'm going to need you to, he's just, I'm breaking up.
I'm going to need you to go look at the outside of the front door real quick.
Name it. And any demand will not be met. That's all it comes down to, is he has no time to be compromising.
He knows himself. Right. He wants a driving game with three wraparound screens and its own bucket seat and single seat, by the way. There are no passengers involved in this particular game.
This is not a good... they can play online, so he may have like an online...
He's got to race against people. I mean, obviously, there's other Keiths out there in the world who have this rig in their house. But so, to get back to your original point, don't take the monster truck off.
Right.
Keith is definitely going to want to visit you at your new place in Cloverdale.
Yeah, Keith, my brother has... I want to say 8 motorcycles, 5 cars, truck. This game.
If he ever needs money, he can just, you know, drop one of the. He's like, oh God, I'm out of money. I can't get the third screen for my whatever my racing game is in my which I assume is the dining room. He's a guy who doesn't need a dining room, right? Where you put that contraption.
He actually had an injury and was out of work on disability, and so. While it's something that he was really worried about and he's been recovering from it, and he had to take some medicine for it too.
Oh boy.
But while he's coming back from that, he's been working around the house. Like, he can't go anywhere. There's a pandemic. So he's in the middle of just going, all right, well, I'm bored. I'll just do this, do that. And that game room is one of the things that he's sort of, he already had the stuff, but now he's basically committing a room to it.
What's his yard look like?
It's big,
and
he's got out in the desert. He's got a lot of space. He's stoked.
So does he let it be a desert or does
no,
he?
No, it's nice.
It's landscaped.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Hmm. Yeah. No, he's.
Like a party tent back there and a pizza oven built into.
He has a real pizza oven though. Like, I have the kind that you can move around. You know, a little.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He's got an actual giant.
Of course he does.
He throws pizza parties. With all his with
pool?
His crew.
You got a pool?
I think he has a hot tub.
Oh, all right, that makes sense.
I don't think he has a pool. Yeah. No. Anyway.
He's got a big yard. He can always get one.
Listen, spent a lot of this break on you and your phony Cloverdale story. Now, where are we moving?
This
you tell us right
Keith.
Now.
We're not moving.
All right.
I swear to you, we're not moving. We look at things for fun. We really do, Vin. I mean, if I told you every time I was going to see a house, I was excited about this, though, because it was... It was a big-ass cheap piece of land, and we found out why. So don't you worry about it. It's a,
I'm looking at my list, though, and I'm welling up a tear. I have a lot of good times on this piece of paper right here.
Vinny, you'll get there. Don't worry. Someday you'll go to Cloverdale, and you'll look. Or somewhere not so far.
No, I can't take anymore. I'm maxed out. I'm done.
So I got to do it?
You got to do it all.
So it's up to me?
I can't do it.
On a Monday morning, I've got my walk in order. I got my my assignment.
I'm going to need you to handle that for me.
My mission, should I choose to accept?
My plate is full of blessings.
You know, Vinny,
Look, you know what? My blessings have spilled all over the sides of my plate. It's too much. I need more.
You've had to leave the house. They're so full.
It's just crazy filled with blessings. Thank
you,
Lord.
Vinny, if I thought that
Jesus,
you
amen. Sorry
to
Jesus,
leave your house,
I did it again. What is wrong?
Worry. Did Jesus?
I was just
going to
say, bless you.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know why I keep bringing your dad into this. Anyway,
you know, I feel like this is all kind of an elaborate trick. Like, now I actually want to get some land in Cloverdale and build you all these things you want.
Oh my God!
If you build it, he
so
will
great.
Come. But here's the thing: you wouldn't come. Oh, I would do all this stuff, and I would be like, Vinny. Your playground paradise is ready for you. I don't even live there. It's just, here's the address. Just go. And I'd wait behind a bush near the entrance. Like, is he going to use it? Is he going to go
nuts.
Have fun?
I would use
and
that every
never
day.
Show
Are
up.
You kidding?
You'd never show up.
I would never get out of the wave pool. My
no,
God.
You'd never.
So, back to my, okay. So, okay, you know, enough about you and all
sure.
your things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sarah.
So this... Can't even say any of that with a straight face. Listen
stuff.
To me. Mm. This time change will not do permanently. We cannot have it. It is not. It's unacceptable.
Awful. I hate it.
That I got up on, what morning was that? I gave Saturday to the missus. So I Saturday, I'm like, okay, you go run and you go do all your things. And I'm making breakfast for the kids. And then I got the kids to do other stuff. And then, okay, Sunday's my day. I look up first light. You know what time first light is?
Like, I don't know,
7:30. It's pushing 7 o'clock. Oh. That's practically our lunchtime around here.
Well, don't worry. It's by just the time June rolls around, it'll be getting light at 5.
No, I don't like lunchtime. It. I want that. We need the other time.
Oh. I kind of agree with you about the other time, although it would be light at 4 in the morning for us.
Yes,
part of the year.
That's what we need. How's the early bird supposed to get the worm if the early bird's up at 4, but it's dark till 7?
So that's what true. Did we figure out? That the sun rises late in the 7 o'clock
sure
hour at December?
Out.
Hold on a second. Right, let me just. I found it out in 2 seconds.
I don't know where the problem is. We just need to be on the other time. I don't need to figure anything out, but the other time.
The sun rise December 21st. It rises at.
It says
7:22. Okay. Mm. Well, in Mill Valley, it's 7:22. Mm. So that would be the latest that the sun would rise is 7:22.
Right.
On a on the shortest day of the year. So that's the, but if we stay at this time,
yeah,
then it will be 8:22.
Yeah, that's not acceptable. It's bogus.
I agree.
I feel
like 8:30 in the morning is too late for sunrise, no matter what the day. And I think that standard time is the way, even though I like the late nights. It doesn't matter. They're never going to do it anyway. Don't worry about it.
You think we could protest and maybe just talk to management and stick to the time throughout this, our years?
No.
Just say, hey, we stay here.
I think everyone has to. I think it's everyone. Or
like all I know is I sat at the ocean, at the beach, in the dark, looking at my watch, going, you've got to be kidding me. It is pushing 7 o'clock and it's dark. This is so stupid. So
and it'll be pushing 8 and it'll be dark. I mean, that's just, it'll be 9 o'clock in the morning on December 21st and it'll be early, early morning. Like, that's too late. I know. I agree.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
By the way.
Yes, darling. I'm here and I'm ready to hear whatever the next thing you have for us is.
Let me check that. Oh, 6:03. I don't have time to fire up a whole nother thing. How are you?
No, you do. Sure, you do. Fire it up.
Do it
fire
quick.
It up, my friend.
See how fast we can go. Let's go.
Let's see if we can get it in 3 minutes.
We're still kind of early.
I don't like trying to get it in like that. It's too much pressure for me.
I'm going to do the legal right now.
You know what's really weird?
KLLC HD1 San Francisco. No, now you go ahead. Now we're legal. Go ahead. Now you can go as late as you want. Begin.
Well, I actually sidetracked me with the whole get it in thing. I recently had a moment where I was told, okay, go, hurry. And I went, I don't want to do it that way. Come on. This is your chance. Go, hurry. I'm like, you know what?
Come
half
on,
the time I'm fighting
quickie.
Not to be done. And in that moment, I guarantee you, I would not be able to, I'd be like, it's
so
going to take 10
minutes.
So what
did you do? You call it off?
What?
You called it off?
I said, can we just do this in 2 hours after they're asleep? I mean, do me a favor. Come on.
No, I'm ready now, and I'm getting
this off
my plate.
Well, she was like, hey, this is kind of hot. Do it right now. I'm like, what? Those two little gremlins are walking around out there. No!
The gremlins.
You know what I mean.
I do.
Yeah.
Anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah. Back to you. How was your weekend?
It was great. I had a lovely weekend. Anybody have anything to report?
I went to House of Prime Rib yesterday. That was great.
Oh, I haven't been there for so long.
So great.
Like a Mother's Day 5 years ago or something.
Were you with people?
Yeah, I was with Anita and another couple.
What a double date.
What other couple?
A double date,
what other couple is this? Who are these friends?
It's one of my closest friends from childhood that I grew up with. Mm. I was one of his groomsmen. But, we haven't seen
each other. Is this the Canadian wedding you couldn't go to? Or?
No, that's another really close friend of mine. This was in L.A. But he's actually the guy that came on the show and proposed to his wife.
Oh, yeah. Right.
This was
that.
What, I don't know, 8 years ago?
Yeah, a long time ago.
A long time ago, yeah. So,
guys got to go to the house.
Him
and her, was it half empty?
Yeah, it was pretty spaced out. I think it was like every other table. And it was just as good. And they keep stuff moving. You know, normally they kind of let you linger and they'll come and make that salad in front of you. But no, in this case, it's like from the bread to the salad is already pre-made. So they come out with a big bowl and just scoop it
out.
Well,
that's good.
I
don't want them breathing into my salad these days.
Yeah, it's just snappy. Boom, boom, boom. On to the next thing. On to the next thing. And then we get out.
So they're rushing you out so they can seat more tables?
Probably.
They have.
Well, I'm sure.
Got to cycle people through, right?
Yeah, I was totally happy with that. I got my one and done and I'm good. Hella full.
What did you go for? What cut did you go
the
for?
The king.
God, look at you. Cut. You still think you can eat all that meat, huh?
I know.
Did you bring some home?
I have the fat ass bone. So I'm going to finish that off myself first and let Toddy finish the rest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
God, I love House of Prime Rib.
Yeah.
I love
it's
it.
So good.
Love it.
Nicole's never been.
Oh,
she's yeah, I never
you
been.
Know what? Someday, this is my dream that I have right now. When everything's back to normal and, like, you know, we're at the...
Oh, my God, she's going to build us a House of Prime Rib in Cloverdale.
Okay. Hit the song. That is...
Yeah.
I'm so hungry.
She's a jolly good fellow, for she's a jolly good fellow.
Hit the song, seriously. Hit the song.
You're the best, Sarah.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.